The 5 o'clock news is sponsored by J&J Recycling and Salvage, buying cars and trucks, farm equipment, and scrap metal, and selling car and truck parts.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The hush money trial of Donald Trump adjourned for the day. Prosecutors called Trump's longtime executive assistant, Rona Graff, to the stand. She testified Trump kept phone records for two women who alleged they had affairs with Trump and says she also saw adult film actress Stormy Daniels on the 26th floor of the Trump Tower. ABC's Olivia Rubin has more.
Just in those few minutes that she was on the stand, it appeared to be sort of emotional for Donald Trump. Think about the relationship that they have. He was paying very close attention to her testimony. He was watching her, and when she got off the witness stand, he did something that he has not done yet, which is stand up from the defense table as she passed him and tried to greet her on her way out.
In an interview today, President Biden says he would participate in a debate with Trump. The former president says he would debate Biden anytime, anywhere. And it appears the flu season has peaked. The CDC says medical visits for flu-like illnesses fell below the threshold of an active flu season for the third straight week. This is ABC News. In Wyoming, a Girl Scout and her mom were fined hundreds of dollars over where they sold those cookies.
13-year-old Girl Scout Emma McCarroll was hoping to reach her cookie sales goal so she could go to summer camp, setting up in Grandma's driveway, but an officer was having none of it. The Cowboy State Daily reports that Mom Erica Fairbanks McCarroll was fined for unlawful obstruction of a road, blocking a sidewalk, and parking a vehicle on the sidewalk. $400 worth of fines. Fairbanks McCarroll going to court, two citations dismissed, leaving her with a $150 fine for the unlawful obstruction and $508 in lawyer's fees. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Emma did reach her sales goal. The Federal Trade Commission ordering Williams-Sonoma to pay $3 million for advertising items as made in the U.S. when they were actually made in China and other countries. Those products include certain PBT mattress pads. The cookware and home furnishings company had already agreed to stop those deceptive practices. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale. Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-733. 394440.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Seifert Realty, proudly assisting both buyers and sellers navigating through real estate transactions, results that move you, and by Chet's Feed and Such. Your local feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. Look for rain ramping up this evening with thunderstorms possible. Low 50, winds will be south 15 with gusts up to 25. Showers may linger early tomorrow, then partly sunny and much warmer with winds still whipping. High 77, winds will be southwest at 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30. And scattered showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Some could be strong to severe early in the evening with a low of 56. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at around 2 miles per hour. And right now our rain has kind of let up for a little bit and our temperature is 49 degrees. Home Sweet Home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. There's a chance for some flash flooding across southern and southeast Wisconsin this weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Quigley says severe weather could bring 2 inches of rain over the weekend, but that would be localized to parts of the area that get repeated heavy storms. That could mean water over roads and standing water in areas prone to flooding. Keep an eye on the forecast and prepare for storms. Senator Joan Balwegg, sitting senator for the 14th Senate District and candidate for re-election, released a statement in regard to the closure of UW-Richland. When it was announced in 2022 that classes would end at the UW-Richland campus, communities across the state took notice. So did the legislature. This week's announcement from the Universities of Wisconsin that the university will vacate the Richland campus has caused significant concern for Richland County. I greatly sympathize with the county. It was because the legislature shared these concerns that we passed Senate Bill 518, now 2023 Wisconsin Act 250, earlier this year. This law creates a branch campus redevelopment grant and provides $20 million for communities who have hosted a campus. In this legislation, Richland County will automatically be eligible for a grant of up to $2 million to help with the transition and redevelopment of this property. I'm in conversation with members of the Richland County Board to be a resource and advocate for their community. Despite these unfortunate circumstances, I was happy to support the Branch Campus Redevelopment Grant legislation and will continue to do everything I can to fight for rural Wisconsin. Under the new legislative maps, which will go into effect this fall, all of Richland County will be in the 14th Senate District. Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter and Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson report the arrest of Tasha Elaine Sittig, 32, of rural Lone Rock, for offenses which began last week. On Wednesday morning, April 17th, at approximately 10 o'clock, the Richland County Sheriff's Office was notified of a hit-and-run crash that occurred at the intersection of County Road C and Pine Road in the village of Yuba in Richland County. No injuries were reported. However, the striking vehicle, described as a black SUV, reportedly left the scene and was last seen traveling north on County Road H toward Vernon County. A Richland County deputy arrived at the scene of the crash and met with the victim, who reported that the SUV was being operated in a reckless manner and the crash may have been intentional. At approximately 3:30 that afternoon, the Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received multiple reports of a black SUV being driven recklessly in the village of Iola in both Richland and Vernon counties. One of the callers reported the vehicle drove through a barricaded portion of North Commercial Street, State Highway 131, that was under construction. The SUV bearing the same license plate number as the hit-and-run victim reported was located in the village of Iola, and the operator was identified as Tasha Elaine Sittig, 32, of rural Lone Rock. Sittig was taken into custody just before 4 and transported to the Richland County Jail and booked on charges of second-degree recklessly endangering safety, disorderly conduct, and resisting or obstructing an officer. Sittig appeared in Richland County Circuit Court the following day for a bond hearing, and bail was set at $500 cash. Formal charges were filed by Richland County District Attorney Jennifer Harper. Sittig was also cited for 3 traffic infractions. On Monday, April 22nd, the Vernon County Sheriff's Office was notified that the operator of a black SUV had driven recklessly through the Kickapoo Area Schools campus on April 1st and again on April 17th. During the investigation, video evidence and multiple witness statements were obtained. There was no school on April 1st, but students were present on April 17th and in the vicinity of the suspect vehicle that traveled through the campus at a high rate of speed in the wrong direction of a one-way portion of the road in front of the school. Charges of first-degree recklessly endangering safety are being sought through Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher. On April 23rd, Tasha Siddig appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court via Zoom from the Richland County Jail, where she was still being held on the cash bond ordered in Richland County. A $500 cash bond was also ordered in Vernon County. Three special conditions of bond are: she may not come within 500 yards of Kickapoo area schools, she may not possess or consume any controlled substances unless prescribed by a physician, and she shall comply with random drug testing by law enforcement upon reasonable suspicion of recent drug use or possession. Tasha Siddig is due back in Vernon County Circuit Court on May 7th at 8:30 and Richland County Circuit Court on the same day at 1 for initial appearances. As of yesterday, Tasha Siddig remained in the Richland County Jail. The USDA is accepting applications for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. The DMC program is designed as a risk management program offering protection to dairy producers when the difference between the all milk price and the average feed price falls below a certain dollar amount selected by the producer. The deadline to apply for this program is this Monday. More information on the DMC program can be found on the Farm Service Agency's website page at go.wisc.edu/v7957z. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction's online application period for the public school open enrollment program for the next school year will close Tuesday. Parents and guardians can apply to send their children to any public school district in Wisconsin during the 2024-25 school year through the open enrollment program. School districts are required to notify applicants by June 7th on the status of their open enrollment application. Transportation to and from a non-resident school, in most circumstances, is the responsibility of the parent or guardian. However, some school districts may provide partial transportation. Application materials and additional information on the program are available on the DPI's website. To assist in submitting open enrollment applications, a directory of public school districts is available on the DPI's website. Additional information from an open enrollment consultant is available toll-free by calling 888-245-2732 or by emailing openenrollment@dpi.wi.gov. The UW-Richland Alumni Association is seeking nominations for the 2024 Outstanding Alumni. Eligibility is that the nominee has attended either Richland County College or UW-Richland. It is important they show qualities of leadership and dedication in professional and/or community activities. No formal nomination form is required. Kathy Granger is the alumni president.
It is beyond awesome to read those stories of people who had got their start from the campus or the county college. And I personally do not vote on that, but I get to read them. And it is amazing what our start here and what they have done throughout their lives.
If you have or will submit a nomination that is not chosen, they are kept for coming years.
I give the person that nominated them the opportunity to update it or add something to their nomination so that then those are handed to the selection committee.
Outstanding alumni chosen from submitted nominations will be honored Saturday, October 5th at the Phoenix Center.
Everybody is welcome at our brunch. You don't have to be an alum. You don't have to have been at the campus. You don't have to be a family member. It is truly open.
For more information, call Alumni President Kathy Granger at 608-489-3629 or email fairladykkg@yahoo.com. Nominations can be mailed to E17384 County Highway V, Hillsboro 54634 by Tuesday, April 30th.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Louise Gust, 67, of Spring Green, died Sunday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church Tuesday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Louise Gust, 67, of Spring Green.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1 Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. As a strong low pressure system is pushing closer and closer to us, those winds are feisty, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. And of course, we're dealing with that scattered light rain. Go figure tonight, though, that rain is going to be ramping up with some rumbles of thunder also possible. Temperatures overnight actually climb. As a warm front approaches tomorrow, high temperatures will soar to the upper 70s. Light showers may linger early in the morning, but partly sunny skies will actually peek through midday. Soaking up the much warmer temperatures, winds will still be feisty, gusting up to 30 miles per hour out of the southwest. You can't hate them too much because that is the reason why we're getting so warm. As the low pressure crosses over and smacks us with a cold front, showers and thunderstorms are likely to fire up by Saturday evening. And some of them could be strong to severe. The Storm Prediction Center currently has us in a slight risk, where some of these stronger storms are capable of producing some severe, large hail, damaging wind gusts, and maybe even a tornado or two. However, as we go to sleep and overnight, these thunderstorms should weaken. And of course, this means for Sunday, we'll be stuck under overcast and cloudy skies with a damp and dreary vibe as soaking rain and maybe even a few more rumbles of thunder are possible throughout Sunday. High temperatures will be into the mid-60s with winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. And keep in mind, the rain lingers into Monday morning and possibly into the afternoon too. Otherwise, it'll be breezy with some patches of sun possible Monday afternoon and high temperatures into the mid-60s. We get a shove to some warmer temperatures back to the low 70s on Tuesday with the sunshine to start, but clouds increasing throughout the day as another chance of showers and thunderstorms fire up by the evening. You know what they say, April showers bring May flowers. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, we're receiving rain and it's 49 degrees after a daytime high of 59 and a morning low of 43. Yesterday's high was 62 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1962 is 84 degrees with a record low of 26 set back in 1976. Last year's high was 56 with a low of 29. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:57 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:01. Winds are out of the northeast at around 2 to 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.82 and we have received a tenth of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 49 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. By the time this Life Tracks airs on the radio, I'll have finished this year's wild hog hunt with my hunting buddies in Oklahoma. Look me up. Hopefully, I'll have pictures of Hogzilla. I like to hunt and fish, though I don't do it as much as I'd like to. You see, I'm somewhat of a workaholic. Hi, my name is Tim. I'm a workaholic. We moved to Richland Center to the Free Methodist Church after having been retired for about a year and a half. Retirement for a workaholic is unbearable. I was overcome by the thought that I wasn't doing what God had designed me to do. I'm beginning to learn, however, at age 66, that we need to schedule in some of those times away to spend in the presence of God. 1 hour in church is simply not enough. I actually find that hunting and fishing are some of those great times to visit with the Father, unencumbered by the trappings of my work schedule. Maybe you have other ways to get away with the Father, as Jesus did, but everyone needs to build in those minutes and hours and maybe even days to spend alone with God, rejuvenating our love relationship with Him. A quick, "Hey God, what's up?" simply isn't enough. So go tell your boss that Pastor Tim said it's okay to leave work for the day and go fishing. Better yet, tell your boss that I said you should all close up shop and go fishing together, sing some worship songs, and talk with Jesus. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Oh, and let me know how that works.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Milwaukee Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo has been ruled out for tonight's game, the third game of the NBA playoff series against the Indiana Pacers. Coach Doc Rivers would not say yesterday whether the league's two-time MVP would return from a strained left calf that has kept him out of action nearly 3 weeks. Instead, the Bucks made the announcement on social media today. The Bucks have not yet said if All-Star Chris Middleton will play tonight. He sprained his right ankle in Tuesday night's loss to the Pacers. The series is tied at one game apiece. And right now, the Bucks are currently in action, and the Pacers are leading the Bucks by a score of 41-28 with 10 minutes left in the second quarter. You can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. A two-run home run by pinch hitter Gary Sanchez gave the Brewers a 7-5 win yesterday and a split of the four-game series at Pittsburgh against the Pirates. Milwaukee earned the win despite an off game by ace Freddy Peralta. He gave up 5 runs in 4 2/3 innings. Reliever Jared Koenig got the win, and Tyler McGill claimed his first save. Hot-hitting catcher William Contreras also had a homer. No off day for Milwaukee, with the Yankees coming to town for a three-game weekend series. Colin Ray is scheduled to start tonight, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch of that contest will be at 7:10, but with the Bucks game on, we will be joining the broadcast of that game in progress. The Packers took Arizona offensive tackle Jordan Morgan with the 25th pick in the first round of the 2024 NFL Draft last night. At 6'5" and 325 pounds, Morgan allowed only 2 sacks during his senior year while playing 787 passing snaps. He was named All-Pac-12 and was a second-team All-American named by CBS Sports. 19 of the first 25 picks of this year's draft have been offensive players. There was some speculation Packers GM Brian Gutekunst would make a trade or two, and that could still happen. But he stayed with the 25th pick at the event in Detroit.
Someone once said, "Don't knock the weather." 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects begun. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwarz Insurance Agency promise of the very best service for your needs has not changed. Schwarz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best insurance protection available in this time of change. Call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
The historic run on offensive players, especially quarterbacks, in the first round of the NFL draft pushed plenty of talented defenders down on the board. It also pushed some first-round-worthy defensive players into round two, that which will be held this evening. Those include Iowa cornerback Cooper DeJean, also Texas A&M inside linebacker Edgerrin Cooper, and Alabama cornerback Kool-Aid McKinstry. Former Badger point guard Chucky Hepburn is reportedly transferring to Louisville. Hepburn started 103 games in the last 3 years for Wisconsin, averaging about 9 points and 4 assists per game. Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard says he understands while Hepburn and A.J. Storr entered the transfer portal, both players were able to earn triple the name, image, likeness money at their new homes when compared to the Badgers basketball program. One report suggests Hepburn could earn as much as $750,000 next season in Kentucky. And Marquette is scheduled to meet the Iowa State Cyclones in the 2024 Big East 12 Challenge. The Golden Eagles will play in Ames, Iowa on December 4th. This is the 6th year for the game, which will be played the 3rd through the 8th of that month. The Big East team will also host 6 of the 11 games scheduled. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Why John Deere? Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with John Deere. North Iowa farmer Josh Heitzusen says his family uses John Deere equipment for several reasons. He tells Brownfield the machinery is dependable, the service is top-notch, and the technology continues to improve. More after this on Brownfield.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall, you got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty!
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation. They run errands and equipment. They bring parts and dinner. They drive the combine and the kids to school. They feed livestock. They fix skinned knees, broken fences. They do the books and lead the 4-H group. They simply make everything better. John Deere celebrates the strength and resilience of the women that make farms run. They make all the difference.
Heights Susan is a fourth-generation crop and livestock farmer from Rockwell in north-central Iowa. When asked why his family uses John Deere farm equipment, he says,
"We've always had really good luck with our John Deere equipment. Service has been fantastic, and the people with anything you do, whether it's seed, chemicals, and machinery, it's a lot about the people you work with as much as what you're using itself. And a lot of it's because Daddy always had green, so we just stick with it."
He tells Brownfield they use John Deere hardware and software to formulate and execute plans.
"A lot of the plan for this year is based on what was done in previous years. We've been using Operations Center a lot for tracking each pass and product that go across the field, trying to figure out where we're getting our best return on investment. As far as seed is concerned, we're tracking varieties, which we've been able to do for a long time. But with the newer advancements on Operations Center, we can really pick out in different spots of the fields and on different soil types how different varieties are doing in different areas. So that helps a lot for the seed planning part of what goes where. And then the partnerships that we can do through the Operations Center are helpful in getting our prescription planting rates made. So we're working with a third party that is a partner with our Ops Center. So they get our yield data. We send our soil samples to them. We combine all of that to see which areas of the field are the most productive and then work together to build prescription planting maps to put the rate that we think needs to be done in different areas of the field. We're doing some variable rate fertilizer, mainly in the fall. And that as well, a partnership through the Ops Center with our fertilizer dealer to see, you know, in these certain areas, if we put more, are we going to get bushels? Or is this testing low and it's also a low productive area of the field?"
Heidt Susan says the data helps his farm be more profitable.
"You know, if this part of the field has the potential to grow 280 bushel corn, in order to do so, it needs more groceries, needs more fertilizer, and there has to be more plants out there. And on the other side of it, if we have a lower productive part of the field, maybe it doesn't need quite as many groceries, and we can put more seeds out there, but we're not going to get any more bushels. So a lot of this stuff, we're putting the same average out over the whole field, but pushing areas and pulling from others. You know, if that can increase our yield by an average of 10 bushel an acre, things start to add up pretty quickly."
Visit your local John Deere dealer to learn more, or go to Deere.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with John Deere.
Soybeans were mixed, corn was mostly lower, cattle were up, hogs were lower. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. For decades, Sign has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Sign has yield. Soybeans were mixed, adjusting spreads. Rains were welcomed in some areas that have been facing drought issues, but will cause some planting delays. Beans continue to monitor harvest progress in Brazil, which is nearing completion, and in Argentina, which has a little more than a quarter of its crop harvested. May beans down 3.25 at 11.59 and a half. July beans down 2.5 at 11.77 and a quarter. Corn was mostly lower on profit taking. There's been some rain in parts of the Corn Belt that have needed it, and more rain headed to areas where water is already standing. More planting delays are expected. The trade continues to monitor the development of second crop corn in Brazil. May corn was down a penny at 4.40. July corn down 2 ticks at 4.50. The wheat complex was higher on technical buying. Paris milling wheat was higher. The trade's watching weather in major wheat growing areas, specifically the U.S. southwestern plains, parts of Russia and Ukraine. In Chicago, May wheat up a penny at 6.03 and a quarter. July wheat up 1.75 at 6.22 and a quarter. In Kansas City, May wheat up 14.25 at 6.46 and a quarter. And in Minneapolis, May wheat up 6.25 at 6.97 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were up following the steady to higher business earlier this week. June lives up 77 cents at 178.57. August lives up 72 at 176.77. May feeders were up 245 at 248.70. August feeders up 225 at 260.55. Hogs were lower on follow-through selling and lingering demand concerns. Midwest butcher hog markets were steady at midday. May lean hogs were down a dollar at 94.27. June lean hogs down 252 at 102.47. I'll be back with a look at closing cash numbers right after this.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you are a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
There was a light to moderate direct cash cattle trade that took place throughout the week. Dress business was up mostly $294, generally $2 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis. In Nebraska, live deals in the South were around $182. That was fully steady with the prior week's weighted averages. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand. For solid off, ranked choice up 22 cents at $297.14. Select was 94 cents lower at $288.72. Estimated cattle slaughter was 113,000 head, even on the weekend, up 7,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a very light negotiated run. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $1.67 with a weighted average of $90.38. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values into the day firm up 14 cents at $97.63. And estimated hog slaughter was 439,000 head, down 41,000 on the week and down about 11,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Get agronomic insights for your area with Grow Smart Live from BASF. Download the app now from any app store. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has issued its final traceability rule to require electronic ID tags for certain cattle and bison moving interstate. More news is coming up next on Brownfield.
This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitec and Veltima fungicide.
On the soybeans, we use some Revitec and the Veltima mainly on the corn. Veltima and Revitec are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now. So we want to thank you and BASF for the opportunity. And
yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. There's a lot of different research trials and studies and a lot of different fungicides out there. And sometimes you get what you pay for in those. But, you know, we're willing to put a good investment in our fungicide because we believe it'll provide the best ROI for us. It's really fun to watch the field come off. And I know Dad noticed it in the combine.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
New report on cybersecurity sheds light on potential threats to the food and ag sectors. Jonathan Braley with the Food and Agriculture Information Sharing and Analysis Center says by tracking ransomware incidents in 2023, they learned most attacks were opportunistic.
We might see food and agriculture companies hit by a certain group, you know, multiple times in 1 week. And we go in and we say, is this ransomware group actually targeting the food and agriculture sector? But if we take a broader view, we realize that their targeting is pretty spread out across all sectors.
A Northwest Illinois cattle producer says she's optimistic about 2024. Ellen Rann operates a cow-calf and feedlot operation in Carroll County.
Prices have been great in the beef cattle industry lately, and I don't really want to jinx that. So things have been going good.
And the USDA says March red meat production dropped 11% on the year. More news at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
100.9 WRCO.
Still gotta walk into a crowded room with a radio on. a smile and crack a beer like it don't bother you, like it ain't your song. That's on. Still gotta cross the bridge to get to work, the one by her place. Make it through the 9 to 5 like it don't hurt. It goes that way when someone stops loving you. It don't make the evening news. It don't keep the summer. Button up your collared shirt, the one she used to button down. Sleep on the mattress where her body left a curve. Maybe just the couch. Still gotta keep a number in your phone in case she calls back one night. She's drunk and all alone. Yeah, you pray for that. When someone stops loving you, it don't make the evening news. It don't keep the sun from rising, the clock from winding, your heart from beating, even when you wanted to. Part about it is there ain't a switch that you can flip, 'cause you can't stop loving them. But someone stops loving you. But someone stops loving you. It don't keep the sun from rising, the clock from winding, your heart from beating. Life's a dance,
you to go on. Lay down your hair, baby, kick off your shoes. They say, find the dance, and if that's the truth, I only wanna dance. I only wanna dance. I only wanna dance.
That was Brett Young with Dance With You on Country and Community. Before that, we had Little Big Town and When Someone Stops Loving You. Good evening, everyone. I'm Tip Thede. I'm here to bring you some great music up until the 8 o'clock hour. And if you were tuning in to listen to, hoping to listen to the Iowa Grant Riverdale baseball game, that game is canceled because of the weather. And that's because of the rain we've been receiving. We received, so far, 11 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, according to the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. And our temperature, according to the Wirtz Florenholm temperature gauge, is 48 degrees right now. We had a high of 59 today. It's really kind of cooled off out there. And they are talking possibly some storms tonight. Kind of looked on the radar. Doesn't look like anything in the immediate future for it. Actually, they said on weather.com that the rain is supposed to let up around 6 o'clock or so, but we'll see if that happens. But if we get any more rain, it'll probably be later in the evening during the overnight. And as far as storms go, if we do get any today, tomorrow is going to be the worst threat, though. So they're talking about maybe some strong storms tomorrow afternoon into the evening. So be sure to tune into WRCO 100.9 FM, and we'll keep you up to date on any changing weather conditions. And also, we'll pass along any cancellations if we receive them as well. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost in the Dayton Ridge area, a female gray, black, and brown Yorkie. The dog is hard of hearing, so if you try to call for the dog and if it doesn't react, that probably explains it there. So, but if you do find this dog, please give a call to 608-475-1142. Also lost in Richland Center, a diamond pendant necklace. And if you find this necklace, give a call to 608-279-0529.
Call before you dig. April is National Safe Digging Month, and spring is a popular time for digging projects. Local energy companies encourage residents and contractors to call 811 before any digging projects. A quick call to 811 prior to planting trees or shrubs, fencing a yard, or building a playset can prevent a fine and potentially dangerous accident with gas or electric lines. It's not just about the call, it's the law, and it can keep you and your neighbors safe. Call 811 before you dig.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Mee. I hope you'll join me Saturday night for some rock and roll radio fun. We'll be ringing the magic cowbell, which can lead you to some trivia prizes, and we'll be rocking and rolling back to the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s as always, and we'll stop and park in 1977.
And I kept on looking for a sign in the middle of the night, but I couldn't see the light down on Main Street.
You walked into the room.
Those were the days on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Can be heard between 6 and midnight Saturday night. And it is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Jay's Power Center, Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric. And join us for Sweet Turntable Treats, sponsored by Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel.
Hey Montana, how's it been since you got out of Tennessee? How's the weather up there? How's your family? Hey Montana,
I'm just down here trying to shake those memories. The time we came so close to making history. You and me. Hey, Montana. I just called to say I miss you and I hope you're doing fine. I know I'm probably not on yours, but you're steady on my mind. I hope you wrote that book and that thing took off from there to Alabama. And I hope God gives you all you ever wanted while you're up there in Montana. Hey, Montana. I keep seeing all your pictures on my phone, but you look happy to be back where you came from. Oh, please, Montana. In a few months or a few years on down the road, hope you remember me. But even if you don't, I'm still going on. You and I hope you're doing fine. I know I'm probably not on yours, but you're steady on my mind. I hope you wrote that book and that thing took off from there to Alabama. And I hope God gives you all you ever wanted while you're up there in Montana. Hey, Montana. If it turns out you ain't where you wanna be, just know you're always welcome back to Tennessee. You hear with me? Hey, Montana.
Porcelain doll. She was draped on his arm like a fine mink fur. She was at his beck and call. I couldn't hear a word he said, but I've heard it all before. And like a rusty hinge on an eerie night, when you slowly close the door, he sent chills up and down my spine. He does. Just a devil, a man, too simple, can't
my share of dark times, no hope to be seen. Felt my share of heartache, I know what you mean when you say you don't know how to love again. But aren't you a sight for sore eyes, the woman of my dreams? You're the crack in my blinds that lets in the beams when the sun is shining. Oh, you gotta let it in. Like fireworks in a July sky, like fireflies on an August night, like summer streetlights after night. Girl, you light me up. I ain't wanna say I need you, but I was running out of steam. Oh, when you became a part of this old heart, that changed everything. You're my sun and my moon. Girl, you know what you do. What you do.